Surge up. Hey, this is Dave Davidson, and I'm driving home, and I just see this really impressive billboard advertising a college, and it's a picture of a blonde gal with a microphone, and obviously it's kind of like a broadcasting vibe, and the slogan is Career Ready Day One. Not a bad little slogan for a college, because, you know, college students, they want a career. They want a job when they get out of school. But here's the kicker. Usually that's a four-year process. And I'm not knocking college. I'm just saying, you know, you can start broadcasting like I am right now on a podcast through the Anchor app, for one, okay? May not be completely monetized yet, but, you know, we hate to admit it, but college and university, there's free ones online, and a lot of people are going to school right now to get a diploma, okay? My friend Mark Greer from high school had the funniest button, and he wore it for a while. He goes, I don't need the education, I need the diploma. And it's too true. Every day that goes by right now, in our culture, it becomes more and more true. In that you need a diploma to say, I've been here, I went to this accredited school. So there's a time and a place for school. I mean, obviously, some people need to go to school for certain formal training that even needs a diploma. I'm not a throw the baby out with the bathwater type of guy, all right? But here's the thing. According to this billboard, this young gal could be career ready in broadcasting after 4 years of school. Well, what about literally just starting that career as you go? You know, I remember counseling a relative, and they wanted to go in the medical field. And I go, hey, that sounds great to go, you know, be a doctor or whatever it was, you know, for 8 years. But have you shadowed a doctor, right, for even a half a day? But you're willing to take out all these loans and work all this schooling. And what if you don't like it? How about my gung-ho friends in high school that were rah-rah Marine Corps? So they signed up full-time. These are the guys wishing that, A, they either didn't sign up, or B, they would have joined the reserves. These are the people who are really diehards, and yet they bit off more than they can chew. My advice, take it or and heave it, is you want to get into a profession, you better shadow someone for a while. You want to get into a profession, you better try it for a while on the amateur level, okay? Now, you can't practice medicine on an amateur level, but you can be some assistant to a first aid nurse at camp, okay? You see what I'm saying? I mean, you can break through, okay? You know, Mike Huckabee, who ran for president and was the governor of Arkansas for about a decade, his first job was when he was a young teenager doing the play-by-play at a baseball field. And to this day, he loves broadcasting, and he has his second show now. So you got to kind of prime the pump. All that to say is we are used to thinking ready, aim, fire, right? You know, you got to get ready, and then you take your aim and you fire. And that is good in many situations, right? You can't discount that. It's a cliche and a part of our society for a reason. But what if we reversed this seemingly four-year college loan curse and just kind of tested the waters a little bit? So let's reverse it. Fire, aim, ready. Start firing away, okay? Not every business needs a four-year degree. Not every business needs a full plan. You can start tweaking things, okay? I mean, when I hear someone saying they're going to go to school, like college, to be a photographer, I got to scratch my head till I'm about bald. Because while that sounds cool and that's a great way to spend daddy's money, that is completely unnecessary. Sorry for the beeps. I mean, if you want to be a photographer, get a camera and go shoot something and try to sell it. More on that maybe in a whole other podcast. This is really the intro to, and I got to even talk myself into it, fire, aim, ready. No. Yes, fire, aim, ready. Ha ha.